The study of Holy Scripture is one of the most profitable and engaging enterprises you will ever attempt. The Bible is an inexhaustible store of knowledge. It speaks to the greatest subjects ever considered by man. It answers the deepest needs of the human spirit. It reveals God. This message is a call to you to engage in systematic study of the Scripture. The Bible is the Word of God in the language of men. It has come by the personal ministry of the Spirit of God, who caused men to record without error the truths revealed of God. It is our teacher, our light, our sword, our mirror, our guide. It is a heavenly book. No man can consider himself truly educated unless he has a knowledge of the Bible. And yet, it is a neglected book. We should study the Bible. We should study the Bible for these following reasons. First, we should study the Bible because God commands us to do so. Bible study is needed in all generations and under all circumstances. God brought Israel out of Egyptian bondage into the land of Canaan with a specific command that she know and obey His words. Listen to the command. "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success." Joshua 1:8. Now examine the requirement of God. First, His word is to be an ever-present companion. "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth." Secondly, His word is to be the subject of private thoughts. "Thou shalt meditate therein day and night." Third, His word is to govern the direction and details of life. "Observe to do according to all that is written therein." Fourth, His word is the guarantee of victory in daily living. "Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Now that same command and those same promises are as valid today as they were in the days of ancient Israel. God promises special blessedness to the man who knows and lives by the Word of God. Psalm 1 describes the blessed man. One of his qualities is expressed in verse 2. "His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night." Anyone who would know God's best must stay close to God's Word. He must delight and meditate in His law. Now here is God's personal word to you. "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Take that command to heart. Devote yourself to serious and systematic Bible study. You're under orders from God to make the Bible a central concern in your life. Second, we should study the Bible because it keeps us from sin and error. Everyone needs a standard by which to measure his work. Now, the plumb line was used in ancient times as a guide in building. Today, carpenters use the square in the spirit level. But God has given the Bible as our spiritual plumb line, square, or spirit level. It will show when we are right and when we are wrong, and help us to be free from sin and error. Jesus' strongest rebuke of His peers was directed to religious leaders who did not know what God had said in His Word. He told them, "Ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God." Ignorance of the Bible will result in error. It is imperative that every person, not just religious leaders, know and obey what God has revealed in Scripture. The Word of God is like water which cleanses and washes. It is like the pruning knife which trims the tree to increase productivity. It is like a road map which shows the route to follow. It is needed with those blessed influences in the life of each believer each day. Jesus spoke of the work of the Word in keeping believers from sin and error, saying to the disciples, "Now ye are clean through the Word which I have spoken unto you." How did their cleansing come? It came through the Word which He spoke to them. Jesus prayed to the Father concerning the work of sanctification in the lives of Christians. His request was, Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. How are Christians sanctified? Jesus said it is through the word of God. So if you would be sanctified and fit for the Master's use, if you wish your whole spirit and soul and body to be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus, if you wish to keep free from sin and error, keep close to Holy Scripture. Third, we should study the Bible because it builds us up in the faith. Spiritual growth is dependent upon a daily diet of the Word of God. Romans 15 verse 4 reads, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." God put His message in human language so generation after generation might know Him. Now that applies to the whole of the Bible today, whatsoever things were written aforetime. Both Old Testament and New Testament were written that you might grow to spiritual maturity. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. To be perfect means to be full grown, fully mature, adequately prepared. To be thoroughly furnished means to be fully equipped with all that is needed to serve. The two terms, perfect and thoroughly furnished, applied in a military sense, would describe a soldier who is developed by training and outfitted with weapons so as to be a good warrior. Applied in a spiritual sense, the term means a spiritually mature Christian who is qualified to serve God. That is what the Bible does in the life of each person who studies it under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It matures and equips for service. Fourth, we should study the Bible because it is a source of great joy. Listen to the testimony of men of God concerning the joy they found in Bible truths. Psalm 19, verse 10. "More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." Psalm 119, verse 165. "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." But I like best of all the testimony of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 16. "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." Look back over the thoughts we have shared in this study. I have sought to lay upon your heart the imperative of a diligent study of the Bible by giving four great reasons why you should study it daily and consistently. 1, you should study the Bible because God commands you to do so. 2, you should study the Bible because it will keep you from sin and error. 3, you should study the Bible because it will build you up in the faith and qualify you to serve God. 4, you should study the Bible because it will bring great joy to your heart. Will you respond to this message by dedicating yourself to the disciplined and daily study of Holy Scripture? Let us pray. Father, author of the Word of God, teach us to apply our hearts to the wisdom of searching the Scriptures daily and devoutly. Create in us a love for the Bible. Through our study, minister to us daily that we may become vessels which are clean and fit for the Master's use. For Jesus' sake, amen.